Line reporting for his very first fishing report of 2025 is Captain Carpenter, Darryl Carpenter of RealScreamers.com. Darryl, how's it going?
Man, it's going pretty good, Don. The wind started blowing down here a couple hours ago, and you know, I guess it's ahead of that daggum front, so I hadn't really been keeping a whole, you know, a real close watch on it. But yeah, it's picked up a little bit to where it might make the rest of the weekend challenging if that's the way it's going to be. But other than that, man, it was a great week. There was a lot of fish caught this week. Side of the road still been doing good, and I'm gonna tell you, the hot spot's probably Golden Nut and Catfish Lake. Got some really, really good reports of some really nice fish coming out of Catfish Lake. It continues, you know. I mean, I got people calling me, you know, telling me, hey, man, can you believe, and these are old deckhands and stuff that used to work for me, but it's like, man, can you believe we're catching 20-inch trout this time of the year in Catfish Lake? I'm like, yeah. You know, it was that kind of a summer. We had a great year all summer, and it looks like it's continuing into the wintertime. You know, it was one of those, you get these fluctuations, you know, sometimes they last 2 or 3 years in the population where everybody was scratching their head wondering where, you know, where the speckled trout at, you know, catches were down a little bit, had knee-jerk reactions where limits and all were adjusted, and all of a sudden, boom, the very year goes into effect, here they come back, you know.
Boy, talk about instant results, huh?
Yeah. That's the sad thing. The sad thing is it'll probably get the credit for it.
Yeah. Well, what are the techniques they're using to catch those fish?
It's been rather warm. We all know that. So they're still catching them under a cork and are on the bottom working it slow. Now, of course, that's going to change when this cold front comes through and knocks the water temperature down. It's going to put it to where just about all of your action is going to come, you know, sitting on the bottom, working it real slow. But, I mean, the water temperature has been up. Water temperature has been up in the mid-60s this past week. So it's not like those fish are real cold and real lethargic. So it's been a variety. I mean, you can catch it on jerk baits. You can catch them on, you know, this time of the year, there's less food in the marsh. So there's a wider variety of baits that they'll hit because they're looking for anything to eat. So it's like I said, it's been all over the board. But once this front comes through and knocks that water temperature back down, then it's going to be kind of put the corks up, start working it slower, let it hit the bottom and work it that way.
What are these lower temperatures when they get here going to do to that side of the road fishing on Highway 1?
Well, Don, if history holds, you know, if history holds, then it's going to make, that's going to be your hot spot. I mean, it just seems like the colder it gets, the nastier it gets, that side of the road, and maybe it's because that's where people concentrate because you don't want to be out in a boat, that is always been your hot spot. I mean, it's like those fish just, and, you know, we talked about this a couple of weeks ago. I wish I had the answer to know why those fish get in. I don't know if they get trapped in there. I don't know if it's just the environment. But as it gets colder and nastier, that should be your hot spot.
Yeah, well, I imagine it would have to do with, although it's not very deep in there, but, you know, every little extra inch of depth provides a little bit more warmth for the fish. So I guess that's what's drawing them in there.
Yeah, that, and I mean, if there's a gulf effect, if you will, you know, because we see the water temperature rise on these big tide days like today during that high tide, which is at night now. But during that high tide, you'll see the water temperature rise with that water coming in from the gulf. And being that is the first place that gulf warm water hits, that could be a factor in it also.
Mm-hmm. Darryl, is somebody coming down there and expecting to find any kind of live bait? Should they bring their own cast net, or is there any chance that some of those bait shops will have it down there?
Well, I saw the bait boats out yesterday, which means that there is something for them to catch because they're there. There were several shrimp boats working the beach. This time of the year, you get a lot of stuff in the deeper holes as far as catching shrimp and stuff. Your shrimp gather in your deeper holes, and that's maybe a reason why those fish are there. But yeah, there should be, as long as there's a market to sell them, they'll be out there trying. And here in the next couple of weeks, if you start getting funny looking shrimp, don't worry about it, people. The fish will eat them too. They're called sea bobs because the boats working the beach are going to start. You know, they're going to start bringing in those sea bobs, and they're a little bit harder to keep alive. And for people that don't know, if you get a shrimp that's got six whiskers and looks a little funny and fuzzy on the head, that's a sea bob. But I mean, the fish will eat them too.
It wasn't because he was passing by a nucleosite or anything like that.
Right.
Darryl, give out your contact info if somebody wants to get a hold of you, find out information about fishing the Grand Isle or booking a trip with you.
Well, Don, I mean, when they're checking up on the outdoor stories, they can find me at your website at DonTheOutdoorsGuy.com. They can find me at RealScreamers.com, or they can just pick up the phone at 225-937-6288.
All right, my friend. Sounds good. Thank you for the report, and we look forward to a whole another year of them coming this way.
Yes, sir, and stay warm because it's coming.
Yes, it is. Darryl Carpenter, RealScreamers.com.